hide, we are hiding, and often remain hidden. Hide, hiding, and hidden. I think these days many of us are hiding from God. But, you know, it's not a child's game, and there's no laughing and giggling to it all anymore. I do believe what was cute when we were 2 years old will get our hide tanned when we are 10. Genesis 3:8-10. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." When we are hiding, we'll do almost anything to keep from being honest. I've often thought fear and dread were the close friends of hiding, especially when we're on the outs with God. Honestly, most of the things we hide about really are small. But for whatever our reasons, rightly so or not, we are ashamed. Adam and Eve were the first to be afraid and the first to hide from God, and we the people have been being afraid and hiding ever since. They heard God, were afraid, recognized their condition, and took action on it by hiding. I wonder how things would have been different for us all and God if Adam and Eve had simply confessed their wrongs on the spot. Can you imagine the shame and regret Adam and Eve lived with after all that? They lived in a perfect creation which God had made. They had perfect minds and bodies and lived in perfect fellowship with God. And not only did they spoil it all for themselves, but for everyone else too. Their wrong choice also paved the way for disease, decay, death, and separation from God. Imagine, when they left the garden, they had to deal with things that no one had ever dealt with before. They had to deal with disappointment. They had to deal with wrong expectations. They had to deal with someone being angry with them. They had to deal with emotions they had never dealt with, thoughts that they had never thought about. The shame and regret must have been huge. They must have lived the rest of their lives in regret. After all, I'm fairly certain they remembered paradise. Many are afraid of being seen for who they are. Quite probably, we recognize our condition to some degree or another, and we hide. Swearing to everyone, "Nothing is as it appears. It's all just a misunderstanding. Nothing is like you think. It's not really that way." Or playing our victim card and putting it all back on everyone else.
"Oh, you're so mean and judgmental. Besides, who are you to tell me anything?"
I believe we hide for any number of fears and shames. Like when we know we are swallowed up in the cares and riches of this world, or we are painfully aware of the scandal of our bad example to others. Many of us just dig in our heels and say,
"That's just the way I am."
Maybe the Lord makes us highly aware of the eddies and currents of our thoughts which are hostile to God's holiness. Probably the most common reason for hiding is our lack of faith expressed as our unwillingness to believe. When I'm honest before the Lord, I must admit that the reason I'm having a hard time is because of simple unbelief, and I'm ashamed of that. Thus, I pretend I'm hiding from His sight. Note that I'm only pretending, because nothing hides from the sight of the Lord. Many of us think that maybe if we just never confess our wrongs to God, that it'll just sort of smooth over and people will forget that we were hiding. We say we're being honest and transparent, maybe even swearing an oath that what we say is the truth. I thought to myself, an oath is only as good as the person behind it. I just don't believe mankind could live with one another if there was no mutual confidence that they were being truthful with one another. Most of us love to tell others we live in a culture of honor. Hey, I've said it myself. But between myself and God, I've realized my lack of honesty doesn't really support a culture of honor. Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Is it possible our lack of humility prevents us from the honesty we so desperately need in order to truly live in a culture of honor? I'd like to stop my hiding ways. God is not hidden. We are the ones who are hidden. I think sometimes we've hidden ourselves so well, we can't even find ourselves. Isaiah 49:9 has a phrase which really jumps out at me. He says, "Show yourselves." I say, "Come out, wherever you are."